EIOSELENA Hernandez, 9/11/99. Oh, 9/11, that's terrible. 9/11/99, 25-year-old young lady comes in with cough, congestion, sore throat. Also, she's having left lower quadrant pain. She's had a history of left lower quadrant I have to call you back. Okay. Left lower quadrant teratoma and cyst and possible teratoma in the past has been under care of a OB-GYN period. New paragraph. Today her urinalysis is negative. UPT test is negative. Period. New paragraph. COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy, penicillin, medications, non-medical problems negative. Surgical problem negative. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Last period was a month, less than a month ago. She has abnormal periods and has irregular bleeding. She did have a baby a year and a half ago and still having issues with that. She's a retail manager. She's married. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. 109.5 pounds, 99%, 98.4, 16, 110, 117 over 76. Heart pauses, one pause, there's two lungs, pure bronchitis, GMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, knee flowing, neurological non-focal. Left lower quadrant tenderness noted. Assessment number one, sinusitis. Number two, left lower quadrant pain. Number three, the transabdominal ultrasound shows a 4.1 by 6.2 centimeter on the left side. Next number referred to OB-GYN. Next one is Motrin 800 TID. Next one is she has had two OB-GYNs in the past regarding possible teratoma. Next one is none in any distress. Next one is Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Toradol 60 milligram. Next one is Rosefin gram now. Next one is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one is finding disgusting patient. Next one is no sign of urinary tract infection noted. Next one is if she gets worse or it has more symptoms, she must go to the emergency room right away. Thank you.